Voices rarely heard in the media, such as Michael Parenti, Angela Davis, Chris Hedges, Vandana Shiva, Noam Chomsky, Roxanne Dunbar-Ortiz, and Naomi Klein. And we have a series of programs with Alfred McCoy. To access our complete audio and book catalog, just go to our website, alternativeradio.org. Again, our website where we are podcasting, alternativeradio.org. To place a credit card order for CDs, MP3s, or written transcripts of today's program, Alfred McCoy on 2030, The End of U.S. Empire, call us at 1-800-444-1977. Again, that number is 1-800-444-1977. Or you can order on our website, alternativeradio.org. We remember fondly our dear friend and ally, Edward Herman, who passed away. The Kronos Quartet performs our theme music from Pieces of Africa. Ed Mays recorded the program. Joe Ritchie is our general manager and editor. I'm David Barsamian. Thank you for listening.
Hello, KBOO listeners. The time is 10 o'clock, and you are listening to KBOO Portland. I'm Tave Fache-Drake. I'm going to be with you until a little bit after noon today, and I hope your day is going wonderfully. Up next, we have Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. At 10:15 today, we have a special Letters and Politics program. At 11 o'clock on stage and studio, Dimae Roberts welcomes New York performing artist Sumi Kim and the world premiere of her new work, Change, as part of the Boom Arts Season. And at 11:30, rounding out the morning on Art Focus, Joseph Galavan interviews Jeannie Kenmotsu, Portland Art Museum's curator for Japanese art, about modern Japanese prints. KBOO keeps you informed, and you can get involved. Go to kboo.fm and click on Donate to become a member today.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the screening of the Japanese film Tokyo Godfathers on Friday, December 8th at 7:30 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater in Portland. Tokyo Godfathers is an anime film about three houseless friends who save an abandoned baby. The film challenges stereotypes about Japanese culture, houselessness, and teenage pregnancy. Again, that's a film screening of the anime film Tokyo Godfathers, Friday, December 8th at 7:30 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor Creating the Democracy Movement to Abolish Corporate Personhood on Thursday, December 7th at the First Unitarian Church in Portland. Catlin Spicozzi Belknap, Executive Director of Move to Amend, speaks on how to abolish corporate personhood and control money in the political system. Again, that's Creating the Democracy Movement to Abolish Corporate Personhood on Thursday, December 7th at the First Unitarian Church, 1211 Southwest Main Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Tuesday, December 5th, 2017, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio, your sanctuary radio, your resistance radio, your whistleblower radio, and of course, your fake news radio, because we all know it, that fake news is, by this time, it's anything the Trump administration doesn't like, and we've got a lot today that the Trump administration doesn't like, but which it has always brought on itself. Donald Trump must be pretty much on the brink of raving madness at this point. and hasn't bothered to check up on the laws of the land he presumes to govern sufficiently so as to, when he attempts to inflict damage on the American people, he only inflicts more legal damage on himself, and he's inflicted plenty. He's definitely, how many lawsuits there are against Donald Trump at this point, I don't have the number with me, but it's upward of 3,000, I believe. And added to that, First Nations members of, in fact, the Navajo Nation, one which he only recently attempted in his clumsy way to honor, only he had no intention of honoring the Navajo people. He merely hoped to snark an opportunity to stick it to Elizabeth Warren and at the same time disrespect First Nations. So that said, it's hard to imagine. It's hard to imagine anything worse than the redoubtable Mr. Trump. We, of course, have firsthand now more and more evidence piling up of the actual degree to which Trump has lost it, so to speak, and his recent move with regard to our wildlands only goes to illustrate exactly this the person that he is. Tim Peterson joins us today with Utah Wildlands. He's a program director for Utah Wildlands, and we're very happy and very fortunate to have Tim join us today to talk a little bit about what it means to lose, what, 83% of bear's ears and a huge percentage of all places, Escalante. These are places that are part of our heritage, that it is not for Trump or anyone else to give these lands away to private interests, especially private interests that are capable of doing such tremendous damage. Tim, good morning, and welcome to the KBOO airwaves. Thank you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on today.
Well, I think everybody, again, is just see these staggering pronouncements of Trump's just keep piling up one on top of another. This, I have to say, from my point of view, is one of his most egregious crimes against the American people. You want to tell us a little bit about what Bear's Ears is and why it is of such great significance?
Well, thank you. Yes, it is. It is indeed egregious. It's a really unlawful and unilateral move to revoke and replace both Bear's Ears and Grand Staircase National Monuments. I really see it as one of the, arguably the most sweeping attack on protected public lands in American history.
Yes,
exactly. It's really unprecedented, this action. Bear's Ears has been altered to two smaller units, about an 85% reduction, more than 1 million acres, and Grand Staircase Escalante has been cut roughly in half, about a 46% reduction. And so, it is really unprecedented. The Antiquities Act of 1906 that enables the creation of national monuments allows for their creation, but it does not allow for their revocation or for their shrinkage.
Exactly, and that's the thing to remember when talking about this with Ed. And I do encourage listeners to talk about this with everybody you possibly can. These monuments can be created, but one cannot with a pen stroke some garbled statement revoke these designations. To whom is Trump, of course, is beholden to all the fossil fuel industry titans. But in these cases, do any companies in particular have their eye on leasing or contracts in these areas? What do they plan to plunder first, in other words?
Well, in the case of Bear's Ears, just a couple of weeks ago, there was an article in an oil and gas trade publication which touted the possibility that new plays for oil and gas development would open up in Bears Ears. So the industry clearly has their eye on these landscapes. This largely came about because of intense pressure from Utah Senator Orrin Hatch. He was the primary person pushing this reduction of both these monuments. In the case of Grand Staircase in 1996, when that was designated, it protected a real treasure trove of dinosaur fossils, where 21 new species have been discovered since its designation. But those dinosaur fossils also coexist with coal. So the Grand Staircase effectively stopped a new coal mine on the Caparelitz Plateau. Those lands with the coal deposits and the dinosaurs, in 30 days, according to the proclamations, will be open to coal mining. There's also a uranium resource at Bears Ears. The landscape still bears the scars and the pollution of uranium mining during the Cold War, and of course that's a major concern for the indigenous White Mesa community of the Ute Mountain Ute Tribe, which is located directly adjacent to Bears Ears National Monument. So all these things are certainly possible. A broad coalition of interests, from tribes to conservation groups, are really going to do our best to try to stave off harm to these lands. Well, the litigation that has been filed attempting to reverse Trump's proclamations works its way through the courts.
Trump can't actually do this. This is actually illegal in the first place. So is it even necessary to go to court if he has made these statements and they're illegal, prima facie? Then is it necessary to sue? Is it not just simply invalid on the face of it?
We definitely see shades of the Nixon administration and the Trump administration. There's the old adage that if the president does it, it's not illegal. The president's counsel has made these kinds of statements about the Russia investigation. But this action we do clearly view as illegal. But in order for it to be challenged, it must be taken to court. And a group of five Native American tribes that advocated for the creation of Bears Ears National Monument filed their lawsuit in the District of Columbia Court last night. And that's the Navajo Nation, the Hopi Tribe, the Ute Indian Tribe, the Ute Mountain Ute Tribe, and the Pueblo of Zuni.
So that in and of itself, of course, is that is going to leave some scars on the Trump administration. In Utah, there is outdoor recreation industry seems to be providing a great many jobs now, and the fossil fuel mining and exploration jobs seem to be falling by the wayside, particularly obviously coal. So the support, since Americans seem not to be able to see further than their next paycheck, let alone live much further, and people do care a lot more about jobs than they do about any sort of public good. And as I do like to mention to people all the time, we are no longer citizens of a democracy. We are consumers living in capitalism. They're mutually exclusive notions. Nonetheless, people in Utah, how are they feeling? Have you had an opportunity to talk to people and get a notion of how public sentiment is running?
Well, yes, absolutely. I'm a Utahn. In addition to being unlawful and unjust, the president's action yesterday is really unpopular. When all these national monuments were under review, they opened a comment period, and 99% of the comments that were issued, some 2.8 million comments, 99% of those people said, leave our national monuments alone. Of that group of comments, 88% of Utahns voiced their opinion that national monuments should be left alone. There are some people who support this action today, support yesterday's action, But the arguments of the opposition to Bears Ears and Grand Staircase are largely based on misinformation, just things that are not true. There are people saying that national monuments close public access, that they restrict Native American uses of the land, like hunting and wood gathering, access for plants for ceremonies. These things are just all patently untrue. Barack Obama's proclamation for Bears Ears National Monument specifically allows for those activities to continue. And in fact, it went further than any other national monument proclamation in history. Something that is also really unique.
Oh, hang on a second. Tim, I'm so sorry. I have to close it. There we are, completely out of time.
Okay.
I want to thank you so much. We will make sure that we have post contact information so that our listeners can find out a lot more about this. We're all going to be hearing a lot more about this, and we're all going to be speaking our minds about this to a greater degree. Thank you so much for being with us. Oh, sorry, yes, quickly, yes, briefly.
I would ask anyone who likes to help support the Native American Rights Fund at NARF.org.
Aha, yeah. Good. Thank you so much. Yes. My guest has been Tim Peterson, Utah Wildlands Program Director. This has been Air Cascadia for just Tuesday, December 5th, 2017. Tove Fashley-Drake engineered for us today. Thanks so much, Tove. And Derek Crooks is, of course, our AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
Good day and welcome to Letters on Politics. I'm Mitch Jezerich. The Senate passed its version of a tax reform and tax cut package at 2 a.m. on Saturday morning by a narrow 51-49 vote. The final version of the 500-page bill, with handwritten provisions in the margin, were given to senators just an hour or so before voting on it, enraging Democrats who said that they didn't have sufficient time to read the bill. Senate